Item number 9, from the Manager of Real Estate Services, Department of Administrative Services, recommending a disposition plan for county-owned properties obtained through foreclosure action by the county treasurer.
Mr. Dillman?
Yes, Madam Chair. The county treasurer, upon foreclosure of properties for non-real estate for non-payment of real estate taxes, submits those properties to us, and in turn, we bring before you a disposition plan, and that's basically how we would market those properties or what we would do with the properties. As a part of Chapter 6, we're required to alert the county departments of the availabilities of these properties, so in the event any department has a need for them, a part of the plan could be a jurisdictional transfer, so to speak. What you have before you are 11 properties that came in via that foreclosure process. Parks Department expressed an interest in the two that you have noted there, and therefore the purpose of protecting and conserving natural resources and expanding recreational connectivity, so they would like to have those. So the table that you have before you are those that basically are saying that they are surplus to county needs and that they should be offered for sale.
Supervisor Weston, I believe you have
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. The City of West Allis, at least to me, I directed them to our Economic Development Department, expressed some interest in the property at 6215 West National Avenue. So I would like to make the motion right now to delete line 42 and line 67 and give the municipality the opportunity to potentially work something out with Milwaukee County. If not, if we can't come to some agreement, then we'll follow the plan and put it up for sale.
Mr. Dillman.
Madam Chair, Supervisor May make a suggestion. When this has happened in the past, might the recommendation be changed, offer to municipality first? In the event that it doesn't pan out with the municipality, it's then secondarily offered for sale, so we wouldn't have to come back for the board on that?
I just think this might be a little bit more complicated. I'd just like to give you a little bit greater latitude in the discussion. I'd like to deal with the item as a separate standalone issue.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you very much.
So the amendment that's being offered would remove the 6215 West National West National Avenue in West Dallas from the offer to sale list. And there'd be follow-up work between the Department of West Dallas and yourself to figure out what's the best option for that property and then to come back to the committee in the future regarding that property.
Madam Chair, just for clarification, so in other words, rather than saying offer to municipality in the disposition plan, we're just leaving it with no designation and the idea, work with West Dallas, whatever transpires from that, we bring back to
yes.
you.
On the amendment, do we have a motion to approve first, which we need? Or we can wait for that amendment. Go ahead. On the amendment, please call the roll.
On the amendment, Supervisors Lipscomb.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Biddle.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes.
Move approved as amended.
Thank you very much. Please call the roll.
Supervisors Lipscomb.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Biddle.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes.
Thank you. We're going to go to item number 10, but I apologize. I was supposed to leave about 10 minutes ago, so the vice chair is going to take over the committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, that has to be excused for the later items.
Okay. if you could read item 10.